I appreciate the judges' comments from last week, and I'm definitely trying to work on some of the things that they pointed out. I do feel that it was a little bit more geared towards the style rather than the voice, but this being the X factor, you know, all things have to be considered.
I think that the judges last week judged Pedro a little bit too harshly. I think that he's an excellent singer. There are still things that obviously we need to work on, but he's amazing.
If I stay on for another week, I don't know what I'll do. I would like to try something different even than the last 2 weeks. So hopefully they'll keep me on to see what I'll keep bringing.
Pharaoh.
From the day we arrive on the planet and blinking step into the sun, there is more to see than can ever be seen, more to do than can ever be done. Some say eat or be eaten, some say live and let live, but all are agreed as we join the stampede. You should never take more than you give. In the circle of life, it's the wheel of fortune, it's the leap of, it's the band of hope till we find our place on the path unwinding. In the circle, the circle of life.
Some of us fall by the wayside, and some of us soar to the stars, and some of us sail through our troubles, and some of us live with the scars. There's far too much to take in here, more to find than can ever be found. But the sun rolling high through the sapphire sky keeps great and small on the endless round. In the circle of life, it's the wheel, it's the leap of faith, it's the band of hope till we find our place on the path unwinding. In the circle, the circle of life, it's a wheel of fortune, it's a leap of faith, it's the band of, in the circle of life.
It's the wheel of fortune. In the circle of life.
That was Farro singing the infamous Circle of Life. What did you think of it, Dylan?
My brother has this infant child, right? And it cries a lot. And when it cries, I grab it and start shaking it. Like, shaking it a lot. And when it and it sounds kind of like what Farrah does sometimes. It's like, And I want you to stop that because I think it takes away from the song. I didn't really shake the baby. I was just kidding. But, like, it sounds like somebody's shaking you sometimes.
That's
but I
messed
really,
up.
I really do like... I like the song for you. I thought you did a good job on it. Just watch the I'm not a technical guy. What's the term for that? Is it when he's like scooping or
doing the term what? For him dying like that?
Yeah.
It's called manipulating your voice, and it's called making it sound really glottal and pushing your sound,
less of
singing
that.
With your throat. It's like so many things.
You have such a pure sounding voice.
That are happening all at once.
You have such a pure sounding voice. You don't need to embellish like that if you can help it. That's what I think. But I thought it was a good song. I thought it was better than last week.
And what about you, Autumn? Do you agree with Dylan?
I do. I do think that there are some that you're just doing some bad things to your voice, and it's sad for me because sometimes I hear you sound like really pure. And kind of given that uninhibited sound, but it just seems like you're pushing too much. For me, the entire... Oh, my God. Sorry. For me, the entire... The ice machine. The entire song kind of just all sounded the same. It's all just the same kind of... I guess... I don't know. The same level of your voice the entire time. I don't want to use that word because Dylan uses it, so...
What
anyway.
Are your thoughts, Clary?
Oh, sorry. Someone. Sorry, no. It's okay.
The magic of editing.
I'm not editing it out. I really like you. You know that. So don't take this in the wrong way. But I did think this was really good. But I do kind of agree with what the other guys have said about sometimes when you do that, I don't know what it's called either. It just seems to be some kind of... exaggerated vibrato. I don't really know what you would call it.
Is it wavering notes or something?
Perhaps it might be. I really don't know. It could be, but it's kind of like that is like the. I'm trying to find a really good metaphor or comparison for it.
Shaking the baby.
No, not shaking the baby. That's not what I mean. No, it's like.
Sorry, continue.
No, it's all right. I was coming to something. It's like in front of your song is a plate of desserts.
Oh,
yeah?
Dear God.
Yeah. And and that is like a really rich chocolate fudge cake. And you can't have too much of it or it'll make you sick. You can't do that too much. It's like you can only have a little bit. And like you can have the rest of it is like fine. The rest of it is like normal stuff. I don't know, like custard. I don't know. But that's like, you know, you can't have too much of it because it just makes it over stylized and too much. And it brings the focus away from the rest of the song because you're forever thinking, oh, he's done that again. And it's not like it's a really horrible sound. But when you do it too much, that's when it just becomes too much.
Physically, what he's
well
doing.
Said, Claire.
Yeah, yeah. All right, whatever.
That was a good analogy. Mm. But what's actually
so
happening
concise.
Is he's banging his vocal cords together. That's what's like happening in his throat.
Oh,
like
man.
If you were to watch,
oh, baby.
No, I'm serious. I'm serious because I used to do this. thing. Like, he's not using his air and to make up for that. He's banging his vocal cords together, and, you know, it's just a force of habit. It's just something that you do. It's a bad technique that you learn at a young age, and it's really hard to overcome. And it, like, if we were to watch him sing, we would see his throat kind of shaking, I guess shaking, like you said, but, like, kind of moving, like, up and down really fast with his vibrato. Like, you would see his Adam's apple moving up and down because it's just him banging his vocal cords together because he's not using his air to sing. He's using his throat.
Yes, we need to... That's like, a technical definition. But we'll get you through because it was still a good performance. I still liked it.
You'll be fine this week.
Yeah, you're a good singer. I mean, that's... bottom line is you're a good singer, so...
Over to Autumn to announce the next contestant.
It's far from silly, it's Tilly. Okay, shut up.
If I got through to the next round, I think it would make me really happy because getting through in competitions just, well, makes me happy. So it makes me feel like I can do this and that I'm not just some... like one of those singers that just thinks they're really good and they're not.
I really want to see if Tilly can work on her emotion this week.
If I went out of the competition this week, I think it'd be like quite hard because I've got quite far for something that's well against like other people. I'll just have to hope that I get through and win it.
Tilly Jackson.
You may think you see who I really am, but you'll never know me every day. It's as if I play a part. Now I see, if I wear a mask, I can fool the world, but I cannot fool my heart. Hide my heart and what I believe in, but somehow I will show the world what's inside my heart and be loved for who I am.
That was Tilly singing Reflections. Over to Dylan for his thoughts on her performance.
Tilly, I think you should... You have a really pretty voice, but I think you pick songs... This song, I think, is too big for you. And I think you just need to stick in your comfort zone, especially when you're sick. I'm glad you still submitted, because people drop out of shows for a lot less reasons. It's awesome to me that you still submitted, but I think this song maybe was a little too big for you, especially being sick, and maybe wasn't the strongest I've heard you. But I respect you a lot for still submitting, and I think you're really talented. And I voted for you last week. I will probably vote for you again this week.
Clary, do you share Dylan's opinions?
Yeah, I share what he said about, you know, being really grateful for her submitting, because it is very easy to drop out of competitions when you're not very well, because I've done it. I do agree with that. It wasn't very good, but I think that a lot of the things that were wrong with it can be easily be attributed to the fact that you're not very well. So there's not really much that I can really say, because nothing I can say is going to be helpful, because I can't say, you know, you should do this or you shouldn't have done that, because all of that comes down to you not being very well. So all I can say for you to do better is get well soon.
Claire, it comes down to song choice too.
That's true. That is true. But just because she's sick doesn't mean that if she was well, she couldn't actually do this song. And it's difficult to then change songs at the last minute.
You know, you have to know when to hit the eject button sometimes.
But yeah, but she may have spent all week sort of thinking, you know, like practicing this song and then doing it and then hoping she'll get better and feel better and then not. And that sort of messes everything up. So, and it's difficult to find songs, especially when you're her age, like songs that are appropriate, especially when you're limited by a theme. So I sympathise.
Autumn, what did you make of this?
You know, you are sick, and I understand that. And there were parts of it that I thought were good, like, despite that you were sick. But there were parts that were really bad, and there's things that you obviously need to work on, sick or not. So, I mean, obviously, if you get through to the next round, those issues we're going to have to address. You know, things like you kind of coughing out at the end of phrases, like not finishing them all the way through, which are things that you can do even though you're sick. And there are just some things that you do need to work on, and we'll work on those. Ice machine. I don't know. This could have been better, but you were sick. I just don't know how to feel about it, because you were sick, but I love you.
We get it, Autumn. She was sick. Faves. You've said it like 5 times.
Yeah, I just want to reiterate.
Well, she was sick.
Okay. Well, she was sick, by the way.
She was sick, you guys. Hey, Autumn, she was sick. Okay, cut her some slack.
Hey, Dylan.
What?
Did you know that she was sick?
Over to Clary to introduce the next performance.
Oh, is it my turn? okay, now with someone who did take my song suggestion. this is Will.
So the fact that I'm still here right now is really something to me. Outside the few shows that I've briefly competed in, I really don't know that many people here on VH, though everyone's really nice. But with that said, the fact that I received any votes at all really means a lot to me.
I think that Will needs to take a lot of confidence from the fact that people have been voting for him. It shows that he is a good singer, and despite the fact that a lot of people on VH perhaps don't know him very well, they are still voting for him, and he deserves it.
It took a lot for me this week, but I feel like I was still able to reach my standards, and hopefully I reached the audience's expectations as well. And I hope you enjoy it, and thank you for the support.
Will. Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on a Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. Oh, in other words, in other words, I love you.
That was Will singing Fly Me to the Moon. What did you make of this, Dylan?
Will, I was harsh on you at the beginning of the season, but you get better and better every week. You impress me more and more every week. Listen to Clary. Clary knows what she's talking about when suggesting songs. That's about the only time she will say things that are halfway intelligent.
Whatever.
She does know her stuff when she suggests songs, though. I thought you did a great job with this.
How about you, Autumn? What did you think?
I liked it for the most part. I liked the feel of the song and the kind of swagger that you had with it. What? And the kind of swagger that you had with it. But, I did think that there's a few problems with the kind of like carrying through with your breathing. Like you kind of, I don't know. It sounds really weak, and I don't know, some of the pitches start to sound kind of sketchy because you're not spinning them very well with your breath, and it's just like kind of drops. I don't really know how to describe it. It's like weak sounding. Like, it's, in other words, but I'm just blanking out right now. I don't know how to describe it.
I wish we could attribute your blanking out to you being in McDonald's, but you do this every week.
No, I don't.
Good comeback there. Carry on.
I'm done now, so.
Do you agree with Autumn, Clary?
I don't know if I agree. I can't remember everything she said because she said a lot. I thought this was good. It was just such a shame that we didn't get a chance to sort of do like a second draft, as it were, because there are things that I wanted to work on from the first round that we didn't get an opportunity to really work on. I think that Will hasn't been very well this week as well, because he couldn't do the other song that I suggested. But
I think I could hear that as well.
Yes. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. No, that's okay. No,
I
thought you were talking about like, and because I, just as you said that, I like knocked something and I thought you were talking about like the noise I was making. Sorry.
Oh no.
So I like made a random noise and you were like, I heard that. I was like, okay.
Shoot me.
Oh, we're going insane. I really liked it. I thought it was good. But I do agree with what Autumn was saying about you sort of holding on to some of those notes, because that was something I really wanted to work on with you from the first week. But like I say, we didn't get a chance to speak about it. So maybe if you get through, hopefully you get through, because I think you deserve to get through, then we'll work on it next time.
Over to Autumn to find out who's performing next.
It's the belle of the ball, Rochelle Yeller.
Rochelle Yeller. It started out as a feeling, which then grew into a hope, which then turned into a quiet thought, which then turned into a quiet word, and then that word grew louder and louder, till it was a battle cry. I'll come back when you call me. No need to say goodbye. Just because everything's changing doesn't mean it's never been this way before. All you can do is try to know who your friends are as you head off to the war. Bum, 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 bum. Pick a star on the dark horizon and follow the light. You'll come back when it's over. No need to say.
That was Rochelle Love with an emotional performance. What are your thoughts on this, Clary?
I really liked it. I don't think it's like my favourite of yours, because I think that there's other songs that have shown off your vocals a lot better, but I do get what you were going for, and I get the emotion side of things. But again, I've heard things of yours that have been sort of more emotional, but again, it wasn't a bad performance. I don't think that you'll be in danger tonight, because I think that you sort of perform well every week. Well, so far it's been like 2 weeks, but you know, it's good. I liked it.
And how about you, Dylan? Do you agree with Clary?
Last week, I sugarcoated your critique. I wasn't a big fan of your song last week, but you told me I didn't have to sugarcoat, so I'm not going to sugarcoat. I actually like this a lot. This is one of my favorite things from you. When you do these kind of slower piano songs, I don't like when you put in an extra background vocal of yourself going, I think it takes away from the like emotional and like intimacy of the performance. I think it should just be you, one track, and it was good. I loved your lead vocal on it.
Autumn, what did you make of this?
I really liked this too. My only note would be that like towards the end you started like kind of pushing into the notes a little more than was necessary, but I felt that it was you trying to be more emotional, but I really liked your emotion to begin with, so... I liked this. I thought you sounded nice and clean, so don't have herpes, so that's good.
Okay. All right. Over to Over to Dylan to announce the next contestant.
Autumn's just impressed with anyone that doesn't have herpes because she contracted it a long, long time ago.
From you.
On that note, on that G-rated note, finally up tonight for me, it's Miriam. Miriam this week is... We're working on not being shouty, and we're working on not being overly cutesy. And I think tonight is a great success for her.
The hardest part for me this week was controlling my voice to make it do what I wanted to do. And I'm pretty sure that I did. Yes, yes I am. I'm having a lot of fun doing the competition. And I think it's because I really like singing.
Miriam.
My little friends, as we all sing a happy little working song, merry little voices clear and strong, come and roll your sleeves up, so to speak, and pitch in, cleaning crud up in the kitchen as we sing along. Trill a cheery tune in the tub as we scrub a stubborn mildew stain, pluck a hairball from the shower drain to that gay refrain of a happy working song. We'll keep singing without fail, otherwise we'd spoil it, hosing down the garbage pail and scrubbing up the toilet. Oh, how we all enjoy letting loose with a little la-da-dum-dum-dum while we're emptying the vacuum. It's such fun to hum a happy working song. A happy working song. Oh, a strange place to be. Happy working tune to hum. While we're spending up the soapy scum, we adore each filthy chore that we'd tune in. So friends, even though you're vermin, we're a happy working troupe. Singing as we fetch the detergent box for the smelly shirts and the stinky socks. Sing along. If you cannot sing, then hum along as we're finishing our happy working song. Wasn't this fun?
That was Miriam singing Happy Working Song. Autumn, what are your thoughts on this?
Wow, Miriam, I'm fairly impressed with you. You can obviously take critiques because this was much, much better in many ways than your previous submissions. I liked that you were actually singing instead of yelling this time. Like, I thought that your voice is really nice, and I thought it was pretty.
Autumn.
Suck my cock. I thought it could have been personal preference. I thought it could have been a little bubblier sounding, like just a little bit more, like you were going there sometimes, but just like, I thought that it could have been just a little bit more like, Disney.
Cut the girl some slack. She did everything we asked her to do.
Yeah, no, I thought it was good.
I told her to stay away from cutesy. That's probably why she didn't go overboard with it.
Well, you know, there's a difference between cutesy and me like, okay. What, Dylan? You're like yelling at me, and I'm saying that she did well. So, what do you want?
You did well, but with you, you can't ever just be happy with a good performance.
Anyway, moving on, guys. Moving on.
Yeah, I want to talk. Yeah,
Clary, what did you think?
Well, yeah, of course I do. I talk better than you. I kind of agree with some of the things that Autumn said, because like you said about not going overboard with the cutesiness, but I don't see how you can do this song and then not be sort of It's a cutesy song. Like, the character that sings it is an overly cutesy character at this particular point. So I think that it needed to have a little bit more of the cutesiness without, as Autumn said, being all rah, 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 and really, like, harsh, which is what some of her submissions have been previously. But I did like it. I'm not saying it was bad, because I thought it could have, there could have been a bit more energy to it. I wouldn't say that it needed to be that harsh sound that other songs have been. It needed to be sort of a bit more cutesy and a bit more OTT.
Yeah, there's a difference. It just needed a bit more of a coup to it, you know, like, yes, a coup.
Okay, that's fair.
You know,
what
that kind
of
thing.
What did you make of this, Dylan?
You took all my notes this week, Miriam. It was not angry sounding. The levels are getting better. They still need to get better. They need to get more better. They're getting
more
where
better
they need to be. It was not overly cutesy, which is what I was worried about for you. I wouldn't have picked this song for you because I want you to do songs where you don't go in danger of falling into the cutesy thing. But you sang it well. And you know what? You could have passed for an adult on this song, and you were competitive on an adult level this week. When I hear this, I didn't think, oh, that's a kid singing this song. It sounded like anybody else, like an adult singing the song. And it was not just good for a kid, and it was not just, oh, so cute. It was, like, legit good. So kudos to you. You're one of my favorites this week on my team.
Oh, snap.
Over to Clary to announce the next contestant.
Oh, is this the last one? There aren't any more after this, is there? Next up, with a performance of a song... Oh, my God. Sorry, something was going on upstairs. Someone screamed. The performance of a song from the Twilight movies, it's Silver Soulbird.
Wow. So, I managed to make it through the first voting round. I think I have a little bit more confidence now that I've proven to myself that I can get through the first... that I got through the first round.
This week, Silver Soulbird and I have worked on doing something completely different. Silver Soulbird has the most beautiful voice. We all know this, but what can she actually do with it? That's the question. So we're really expanding her range with something completely different this week.
What I'm trying to achieve this week is to show a bit of a different side of my voice. Hopefully it will pull me through to the next round. So enjoy.
Silver Soulbird.
Thank you.
That was the final singer of the night, Silver Soulbird. Dylan, what did you make of her performance?
Silver Soulbird, what you did for me tonight, you created a mood. You put me in a place with this song. You took me somewhere. That's what I want from every performance, from everyone. For me, I think you and Reed are the only two that did that for me tonight, and therefore you and Reed are probably my favorites of the show. This is... I don't want to backstab my own team. I don't want to bail on my own team, but this is probably my favorite of the night. Kudos to you.
How about you, Clary? Do you agree with Dylan?
I agree with him when he says it was the performance of the night, because this was absolutely amazing. You did, because this is the only person from my team who submitted a draft to me first, and so I was able to give her some feedback and whatnot. And even with storms are coming, she was able to put in all of the things that I said that she should put in and change things, and she created the right mood. She made it really freaky and really cool, and then she put the power in and put that energy in it as well, and I thought it was absolutely perfect, and I could not ask her for anything more. It was amazing.
Autumn, you get to do the final critique of the night. What did you make of this?
It was awesome. It was ethereal sounding. I really liked it. I just agree with everything that everyone else said, because it was just pretty awesome. Like, there was just wasn't really much anything bad to say about it.
Okay, guys, that's the end of the show, the end of the performances from our contestants tonight. I'm taking over a little bit from Charisse, who did a great job filling in for Copper. But I'm just recording this extra bit because we're changing the way that we're doing the voting. We're changing it from what we originally recorded. Basically, it's going to be the same as it was before, except no private messages to Copper. No private messages. Email only. The same rules apply, in that you must send separate emails for every person you vote for, and you can only vote for each contestant once, although you can vote for as many contestants as you wish. So the maximum number of emails you can send is 11, because we have 11 contestants, although if you vote for everybody, it'll make it a little bit pointless. Yeah, I think that's all we have to say. The voting information is all in the thread for anything else you need to know. Thank you for listening. And singing us out of the show is Brent Spiner with Zing Went the Strings of My Heart.
Dear, when you smile at me, I heard a melody, it haunted me from the start. Something inside of me started a symphony. Zing went the strings of my heart. 'Twas like a breath of spring, I heard a robin sing about a nest set apart. All nature seemed to be in perfect harmony. Zing went the strings of my heart. Your eyes made sky seem blue again. What else could I do again but keep repeating through again? I love you, love you. I still recall the thrill. I guess I always will. I hoped we'll never depart. To mine, a rhapsody divine. Zing went the strings of my heart. Seem blue again. What else could I do again but keep repeating through again? I love you, love you. I still recall the thrill. I guess I always will.